welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Kingsley Ogudere. Today, unfortunately, is not a pleasant day because I have to talk about Nigerian basketball and the deficiencies or the lack of leadership. So, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started. Before we do, please hit the like button, subscribe, so we can continue to bring you good content and hopefully contents that you like and appreciate. So Nigerian basketball was once a beacon of hope in Africa. It has suffered a downward spiral due to poor leadership and decisions and administrative conflicts. The current president of Nigerian Basketball Federation, NBBF, is Mr. Musa Kida. And Musa Kida has not only failed to address the past mistakes, but has also refused to listen to the voices of the players, further contributing to the decline of the sport of basketball. In the meanwhile, the recent appointment of Rina Wakama as the head coach of the national women's basketball team, the Tigress, has drawn criticism for her lack of head coaching experience. In this podcast, we will delve into the issues plaguing Nigerian basketball and highlight the urgent need for the change in the leadership and decision making. What is the current state of Nigerian basketball? Let me elaborate. Almost 2 years ago, we did a self-imposed ban because we wanted to concentrate on domestic league, because somehow it is impossible to walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. If you're a Nigerian leadership or member of NBBF, you absolutely cannot walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. That means you cannot multitask. What is the current state of Nigerian basketball? Nigerian basketball has been on a roller coaster ride in the recent years, with both successes and failures. Guess where the successes came from? The women's national team, the Tigress. They have been the shining light. 3 straight African championships. The women's national team, the Tigress, has been a shining light, winning 3 straight African championships and maintaining an undefeated streak since 2015. Despite these achievements, the players have faced a daunting challenge in receiving their rightful salaries from past till present. They're still being disrespected. Musa Kida's inability to address the past mistakes. Let me repeat. When we talk about leadership, Musa Kida's leadership has been marred by his failure to acknowledge and rectify the past mistakes in the handling of the players' salary. Instead of addressing the issue, Kida has taken a punitive approach by punishing the women's national team for speaking out about their unpaid wages via social media. Whether you like how they did it or not, these women did what they felt was necessary. Necessary. Yes, they did it on social media. But if you haven't been paid and you're still expected to show up and go to work, how would you feel? This kind of response shows a lack of empathy and accountability for the welfare of the athletes who have brought glory to the country. These women are not scrubs. These are high-level athletes that have won, let me repeat, they have won for 3 straight championships. Since 2015, they are undefeated. Undefeated. But it's so easily we disrespect them. So easily. This kind of response shows lack of empathy and accountability for the welfare of the athletes who have brought glory to the country. The right of the Tigers players to demand fair treatment shouldn't be questioned. Shouldn't be questioned at all. The women's national team players' decision to voice their grievances on social media should not only be applauded, it should not be condemned, but it should be embraced as a call for justice. The fact that they were proven right, the fact that they were proven right, as they were indeed owed money, further underscores the need for transparency and fairness in the NBBF.